92.2 AM Toronto is TSN 1050, an iHeartRadio station and the voice of Toronto sports. How much confidence do you have with your NFL picks?
I can't do this anymore, man. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm going.
Well, don't worry. We have just the person for you, Matthew Cause.
Folks, when you're right 52% of the time, you're wrong 48% of the time.
Does Matthew Cause always make the right pick? No, but he would never bet against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due!
So if you need help with your NFL picks, have a listen, because it's time for Cause's Gameplay Confidence Pool Picks, where he ranks all of his picks from most confident...
I am the smartest man alive!
...to least confident.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points... And may God have mercy on your soul.
Cause ain't gonna get it perfect, but at least he's better than this guy.
I hereby declare Miami to be Smooth Jimmy's Lock of the Week.
Ooh, that's a big lock, all right.
Time now for the Gameplay Confidence Pool.
Just win, baby.
That's right. The regular season, my confidence picks hit at a 60% rate. That's not bad. That's better than my math or French mark or science mark in high school. Let's get to it. It's the Wild Card Weekend edition of Matt's Confidence Picks. Hit it.
Hi, 23. Skidoo. Hi.
Confidence level of one. The one I'm having the hardest time with is Philly Tampa. And I'm bouncing back and forth because now all I'm doing is checking weather. My pick is the Buccaneers. They're a 9-point favorite. And you get nervous because you're hearing it's going to be super windy. It's going to be rainy. High wind gusts. Then you think of old man Brady. And yes, I know, it's going to hurt him. But the Philadelphia Eagles defense ranked last in completion percentage of opposing quarterbacks. Tom Brady is the most accurate quarterback basically in the history of the NFL. He is going to carve this Eagles secondary apart. Gronkowski is going up against an Eagles defense that gave up an NFL high 107 receptions and 14 touchdowns to the tight end. There is matchups all over the place that help the Buccaneers. And finally, are the Eagles actually good? They started out 2-5. They went 7-3 to win the playoffs. Only one win against a team with a winning record. Four of those wins came against teams that were playing a backup. And the Eagles, they lost to the New York Giants. One of my rules, if you lost to the New York Giants, you can't win in the playoffs. I'm taking Tampa, confidence level one. Moving on.
So all the way back to the beginning when God created football.
Hey, do you remember what I just said a moment ago about betting against teams that lost to the New York Giants? Who also lost to the Giants? How about the Las Vegas Raiders? The Raiders got lucky to get into the playoffs. 5-5 in their last 10. Those five wins by a total of 15 points. Their defense, 22nd against an opponent QBR, basically meaning quarterbacks put up good numbers against the Raiders' defense. And yes, I know the Max Crosby factor is a big one. He's an excellent pass rusher. That is the weakness for the Bengals. But I'm going to take Joe Burrow and his 971 yards, 8 touchdowns, no interceptions in the last two games. Joe Mixon had 123 yards and two scores the last time these teams met. Derek Carr, great story, also set a career high in interceptions with 14. And finally, the Raiders are minus 65 in point differential. Are you kidding me? I know everyone's leaning the Raiders. I'm going Bengals at minus 5.5. Confidence level 2, moving on.
That's what we call a sacked lunch. Nom, 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 nom.
Rams at home against the Cardinals. Matt Stafford against winning teams, 3-5 this season, 11-70 in his career. Now, it should be mentioned, his team was the underdog in a lot of those games, but nonetheless, also since the start of week 9, he has thrown an NFL second most Only one other quarterback has thrown more interceptions since week 9 than Matt Stafford. He's thrown 11. Four of them have been returned for a touchdown. I am taking the Arizona Cardinals 4-point underdog on the road in L.A. I know J.J. Watt may be back, but DeAndre Hopkins isn't. And don't the Cardinals deserve the benefit of the doubt? Look who they beat on the road. The Titans, the Rams, the 49ers, and the Cowboys. Give me Arizona. Confidence level 3. Moving on.
If the quarterback, if he throws the ball and the receiver catches it in the end zone, then that's gonna be a touchdown.
Oh my God, what a game we're gonna have. The 49ers at the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas's offense has not been as good since the Dak Prescott injury. Dallas is ranked 23rd in the NFL in rush defense. They're giving up 4.5 yards a carry. Who does that help? The San Fran offense, who loves to run the ball. Did you see what the 49ers pass rush did to the Rams last week? 49ers have won 8 of their last 10, but they are beating legitimate playoff teams along this road. Deebo Samuel is... Why did I come out Deebo? Deebo. Deebo Sam... I just did it again. D. Samuel. What the hell is wrong with me? I'm giving myself a D for the way I pronounce his name. This guy has been incredible all year. And what he's done since they've been using him exclusively in the backfield since week 10... Guy's tied for league high with 11 touchdowns since week 10. He ranked 4th in yards from scrimmage. The guy's been incredible. And also, finally, the best offensive lineman, Trent Brown. It looks like he is back for the 49ers to protect Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm taking the 49ers, 3-point underdog in Dallas, confidence level 4. Moving on.
If I gave you a dollar, you could keep most of the change, because all I really want is a quarterback.
I don't want to go against John Price, but I'm going to. I'm going to take the Bills, 4.5-point favorite at home. And yes, the weather's going to be cold, but it's not going to be windy. That is the big difference. Josh Allen, I don't expect that same level game he had last time, but I expect something still fairly close when they beat New England 33-21. And the question that I wonder, how are the Patriots going to cover all these targets? Remember Isaiah McKenzie, 11 for 125 and a touchdown? Well, now Cole Beasley's back. Now Gabriel Davis back. Also, if you look at the Buffalo Bills rush offense, and not just Josh Allen, it's been a much better in the second half of the year. Matt Jones, can he take care of the ball? When they beat Buffalo, he threw it 3 times. Mac Jones has 2 interceptions apiece in losses to the Colts and the Bills. And the one stat I keep coming back to, Patriots are 0-5 when their opponent scores 25 or more points. I see Buffalo getting up early. I don't think New England's going to be able to catch up. It's not going to be a blowout. I expect this to be like a 21-14 kind of game. Give me the Bills over the Patriots.
They're not that tough. The football team at my high school, they were tough. After they sacked the quarterback, they went after his family.
Speaking of family, there I was with my entire extended family. Second cousins I haven't seen before. Third cousins twice removed. Who removes a cousin, by the way? Have we ever figured that out? We were all huddled around my grandfather, who was in the, it was in the hospital, and it was so strange. The nurses said, we've never seen a man so old who could die because of shark attack. There my grandfather was, filming the latest Sharknado, and he said no to the stuntmen. He wanted to make it real. Big mistake by my grandfather. Anyway, right before he passed away and was commenting about Roy Scheider and the original Jaws movie, he beckoned for me to come over, and he said, Mateo, and I said, yes, Grandpapa, and he said, I have some advice for you beyond be careful snorkeling in the barrier reef. And I said, what is that advice? Always trust the wisdom of the elderly? And he said, no. And he hoofed me in the groin with his mangled leg. The nurses were shocked he had that sort of power in him. And then he said to me, whatever you do, never bet on Ben Roethlisberger in the playoffs. at this age. And I got to tell you, it was pretty wise advice. I am taking the Kansas City Chiefs, my highest confidence level of 6. They're a 13.5 point favorite at home. Oh, no. Oh, what are they going to do? How are they going to cover? Well, here's the thing. Mahomes has stopped turning the ball over. Last 10 games, 19 touchdown passes, 4 interceptions. The Steelers, -55 in scoring differential. And everyone talks about, oh, what about the Steelers' great defense? They allowed a league-worst 146 rushing yards per game. They allowed a league-worst 5 yards per carry. And by the way, their pass defense was good, but they allowed 7.1 yards per pass attempt, middle of the pack. That screams good pass defense, not elite pass defense, and bad against the run. I am taking Mahomes and the Chiefs to cover the 13.5 points, highest confidence level. That's it. That is Matt's NFL wild card weekend confidence picks. I'm done.
Ooh, good.